Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, who in Canada is excited to be driving Chinese EVs next winter? They look like they'll be keeping you warm. I'm sure things will be fine because they have to pass Canada's safety standards and will cost more than they do in China because of those added safety features. Premier Doug Ford says that he doesn't want Chinese spy vehicles driving around in Canada. I think that Tesla could use some competition in Canada. Trump is pissed about BYD coming in. Up next, Vitalik Buterin, the creator of Ethereum, says that if crypto keeps on centering around gambling with no real-world use, then the industry will die pretty quickly. It's already dying. Or at least the altcoins are, with Bitcoin being the clear winner now. But even interest in Bitcoin is falling. There are less people buying and selling it, and it's concentrating in less and less hands. If all goes well, maybe I'll purchase the equivalent of 50 to 100 bitcoins in October or November, depending on how low the price goes. Wish me luck. Number three, I didn't know this, but at the moment of conception, a magical zinc light ignites, and scientists just captured it. Maybe if we told women this before they were about to get an abortion, they would get less of them. Literally, he said, let there be light, and there was light. But actually, there is no light that sparks. The scientists added a zinc dye to see if there was a release at conception, and there was. Moving on, Mam Day says that New York City faces a $10 billion budget deficit and plans to increase taxes on high-income New Yorkers and corporations. All that's going to do is make more wealthy people move to Florida. Gee, who possibly could have seen this coming? It's because of socialist policies like this that Illinois, New York, and California are losing taxpayers and will spiral further into fiscal collapse. To everyone listening in NYC, hang in there because it's going to get worse. Number 5, Angelina Jolie says that if men expect women to be angels, that they must create heaven for them first, because angels don't live in hell. All I hear here is her being selfish because she created hell for Brad Pitt. He probably created heaven for her only for her to then put him through hell. He loved her unconditionally and all of her adopted African babies too. And yet he still wasn't good enough for her. She sounds more like a demon and not an angel. Up next, in 2011, this bartender found an ATM glitch and blew through $1.6 million in 4.5 months. I hope he only pretended to spend most of that money and put a ton of it aside. I wonder how the bankers even noticed. Did he boast to people what he was doing, or did the bank just notice that the same account was withdrawing tons of cash? It's a true story, and this is Dan Saunders. He served 12 months in prison and has an upcoming film about this story called Cash Outs. Number 7, this individual says that they put a lot of time and effort into their body and never feel 100% satisfied. All that work to look like a 70s PDF file. Buy a trench coat, buddy. You'll look better. This just proves that gender surgery doesn't fix what's between your ears. And they then will probably cry about not being able to find a partner because this is terrible and transphobic. I still think that this is what they were expecting and probably see whenever they look in the mirror. Moving on, these four women were arrested in ICE protests. What do you notice about them? Are they four soy boys or trans women? They also look dirty and like they haven't washed their hair in a while because apparently showers are a tool of the patriarchy. Three of them have some nose or lip rings, but I'm kind of disappointed because I was expecting more of those. The only one I can be relatively sure that she's a woman is the one in the top right. Number 9, these women are incompetent and way too overpaid in Australia. The first is a politician who banned social media for teenagers, and she's been paid $500,000 a year, and the second one is a police chief named Cooper, and she said that the shooters at Bondi Beach were not religiously motivated. She gets $816,000 a year, and she's that incompetent. This is what a feminized society looks like, with women in positions of authority that don't know what they're doing. Up next, if you don't think that India is one of the lowest IQ nations on earth with regards to GDP, then look at this. And the worst part is that this is intentionally planned. The average IQ there is only 76. The British didn't even need to use troops to conquer India. All they did was political maneuvering and co-opting the Indian elites, i.e. bribing them. They only stationed 50,000 troops who were able to control 200 million people. Number 11, looks like the UK is the number one grape capital in Europe now. And it took the coveted top spot from Sweden recently. It's awful and it looks like no one wants to do anything about it. The crime has increased ninefold in 25 years, and everyone knows exactly why. But they can't talk about it because that would be considered racist. Europe will eventually come to its senses once it starts to fail economically and the enrichment invaders start getting violent. Moving on, looks like by 2030, half of US women aged 25 to 44 will be child-free. Probably more because these are the current projections. This is how a feminized feminist civilization ends, not with a bang, but with a meow. And the sound of a popping cork from boxed wine. Aaron Cleary is right that women in the United States are not worth having a relationship with, because they're so fat. I can't believe how many fat women I've seen down here, and they have no shame being big either. Number 13, a woman divorces her husband after he left her dogs outside in the freezing cold overnight. She should have got him charged with animal cruelty too. Then again, they could be dogs that love staying outside like huskies, and she could just be using his behavior as an excuse or plausible deniability to kick him to the curb. The real question is this story even true? Or did someone make it up to get comments and clicks? Optics, here's Pierre Poilievre, the guy who should be the Prime Minister of Canada, heading to the Conservative Convention in Calgary in economy class. And he's on WestJet, Canada's worst airline because they can't even put monitors in their planes. And by the time the convention is over, he might take the Greyhound bus back to Ottawa. One thing is for sure though, Carney and Trudeau would never actually do something like this. Maybe he'll be the first Prime Minister of an independent Western Canada. Number 15, this guy says it's hard being a man because there are no wigs, no makeup, and no lashes. If you're ugly, you're ugly. But that's not true. With all the looks maxing going on these days, you can get hair plugs to get your hair back, leg lengthening to become taller, and you can do skincare and hair removal routines as well. A man can also hide his face through a beard, which is something that a woman can never do. If he's rich, it doesn't matter what he looks like as well. Moving on, a new poll says that many alphabet people feel their sexuality stops them from exercising. Why would that even be a thing? Turd-flinging monkey wonders if it's probably because all their protein has been spent entering into each other's orifices. It's also hard to do squats with a prolapse and going to the gym boosts testosterone. And they often want to stay as twink-like and skinny as possible, so that might be it. Also, maybe wearing diapers prevents many of them from running. Number 17, Grandpa Simpson says that back in his day, the refugees were mostly women and children. He forgot to mention that they were also white. Today's asylum seekers are 70% men of military age looking for white women to bang. I remember back in the early 80s and 90s, the bravest refugees could come across from Cuba in makeshift rafts. They risked being executed building them in Cuba and then crossing shark-infested waters. Optex's teacher flaunted her pregnant belly just days before being arrested for raping the 13-year-old father of one of her students. She'll probably be released from prison with just a slap on the wrist, and will probably lose her job. And the worst part is that with no job, she's probably going to go after him for child support and receive it. Imagine what the response from the community would be if a male teacher got a 13-year-old female student pregnant. Number 19, why the hell do women keep falling for scams like this? Sending money to these Hollywood hunks who had fallen on hard times. She sold her house and car and was left homeless. A love-struck fool and their money is soon parted. Out there somewhere, guys in India or Nigeria are celebrating. This is even worse than that woman that was duped into sending money to Brad Pitt so he could get some surgery. They had me at Hollywood hunks. Moving on, say what you will about Islam, but they sure know how to punish their women. This one was caned 140 times for having sex outside of marriage. Maybe it's time you brought something like this back to the West. Not only is this woman physically hurt, but she's also publicly shamed. The Daily Mail also put this in here as if it was a bad thing or something. It doesn't matter though, because the fertility rates in whatever country this is in will eventually drop below replacement as well. Number 21, here's some more enrichment from Canada. An Indian man is arrested after he bought a town hotel and bar and used them to bring over his entire extended family and friends to Canada. And then he burned the place down for the insurance money, so he could start a new life. The Jeet scams are getting bolder and bolder. He's probably going to flee the country now and then come back a few years later with a new identity. Meanwhile, his family gets to stay in Canada under false pretenses. Indians are moving into small towns across Canada and buying businesses and ruining the country. Optics's plane passenger was duct taped to a seat after attacking the flight crew. That hair says it all. Is it just me or does she look like she actually likes it? This is flying Karen energy at its peak. Remember everyone, that silence is golden but the duct tape is silver. She also looks like the drunken leader of the Canadian Green Party. Someone should make a short film about this using artificial intelligence. Number 23, when I first saw the news about Catherine O'Hara passing away for some reason, I thought it was fake news. cancer ends up taking her. I grew up down the street from her high school and even went there for a year before it closed down. I'm just glad that Macaulay Culkin got all cleaned up recently and enjoyed his recent appearance in Fallouts. Can't wait for him for the next season. Rest in peace, Catherine O'Hara. Moving on, this has to be the mother's fault as this 3-year-old transgender girl tried to cut his slash her schwing schwang off and is now wearing a skirt. The mother should lose custody and be put in prison because this is child abuse. Who gives a 3-year-old fake lashes and makeup too? Looks like the mother gave a child a sharp object and now he or she thinks he's trans. The headline should read, "Boy tries to harm himself." At least they managed not to say her penis. Number 25 and the last one, is this a win or a loss? People say that when she was fat, she was undesirable. But when she lost all that weight, she became a slut. I think that's wrong. She was probably sleeping around before she lost all that weight. She just lost it because she's now serious and wants to lock down a commitment from a higher quality man. It won't work though because she's been run through and she'll probably get stressed out and put all that weight back on at some point. Losing all that weight just increases her access to men. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.